Good afternoon, CRTV's Afternoon Edition with Patience Wingo. Here are the top stories. International experts have gathered in Yaoundé for a three-day capacity-building workshop on public key directory to upgrade knowledge on cryptographic keys related to the validation of e-passport information. The situation of rising food prices and transportation costs is diminishing the purchasing power of many Cameroonians, creating a sense of uncertainty among the population. We review the phenomenon in this newscast. And in sports, Paul Autonome of Douala Volleyball Club have moved to the top of the table in the ongoing Africa Zone 4 Club Championship taking place in the Republic of Congo. The club has 14 points so far. First, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lebga. About 100 experts drawn from 14 countries, including Cameroon, are developing their skills at a three-day workshop on the International Civil Aviation's Public Key Directory. The Public Key is a database maintained by the organization which holds national cryptographic keys related to the validation of electronic passport information. Cameroon's Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bagangele, opened the workshop that's holding at the Civil Aviation School in Simalen, Yaoundé, with a call on the participants to step up actions taken to make the process of crossing borders easier and more efficient. The humanitarian organization Circle of Friends of Cameroon, known by the French acronym CERAC, is in Obala, a locality in the center region, where today the members are making charitable donations to young farmers, orphans, and widows. This through the diplomatic wing of CERAC, led by Marguerite Mbelambela, who is representing the founding president of that organization, Cameroon's First Lady, Chantal Biya. A group of women drawn from various parts of Cameroon are in Balmayo receiving lessons on effective strategies of handling the adverse effects of climate change within their communities. The forum is taking place at the National School of Forestry in Balmayo, that's in the center region, organized by an association involved in the fight against climate change, known by its French appellation, Convergence des Femmes du Cameroun sur le Changement Climatique. Over 160 climate advocates from several African countries are in Yaoundé discussing the possibility to get funding that will be useful in moves towards dealing with climate change-related phenomena like droughts, floods, landslides, and tornadoes. They are meeting at the second Youth Forum on Adaptation Finance in Africa, organized by the African Coalition and the Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance. Abroad, a leading member of Malawi's opposition, who has been accused of plotting to kill President Lazarus Chakwera, has appeared in a court in the country's capital, Lilongwe. The Secretary General of the UTM party, Patricia Kaliati, was arrested on suspicions of conspiring with others to commit a serious offense. Appearing in court on Monday, Patricia Kaliati did not speak. However, her lawyer argued the politician maintained her innocence. Few details of the alleged plot have been shared, and various opposition figures claim the charges against Kaliati are politically motivated. Sports volleyball. Paul Autonome of Douala have moved to the top of Zone 4 of the African Volleyball Clubs Championship. They beat Garda Republican Volley Club of Congo by 3-0. Paul Autonome are getting closer to winning the men's category of the tournament. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
Thanks for being with us. About 100 experts from 14 countries, including Cameroon, are meeting in Yaoundé for a three-day capacity-building workshop on public key directory organized by Cameroon and the International Civil Aviation Organization. The event, holding at the Civil Aviation School in Simalen, Yaoundé, has been opened by the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bangangele, who urged participants to take advantage of the opportunity to enhance border facilitation and control systems in Africa. The opening ceremony was attended by several dignitaries, including the Minister of Transport, Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe. Gu Henry reports.
The workshop, jointly organized by the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, and Cameroon, is to raise awareness among other CEMAC countries in particular and Africa in general to follow the example of Cameroon by registering in the public key directory, give the necessary tools to staff serving at border posts in order to enable them to authenticate and validate various passports to an official of the ICAO, Kode Jonge. The two-day forum in Yaoundé will promote fluidity at border crossings.
We are able to know each other, to learn each other, to help each other, because in the end, we all want to be on the same page. So we all want to be on the same level
so that we can help understand each other.
In his keynote address, the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bangangele, noted that the workshop is an opportunity for Cameroon to consolidate its leadership in civil aviation in the CEMAC zone and promote the facilitation of its biometric passport, which is the only passport listed in the ICAO public key directory.
Women from across Cameroon have converged on the National School of Forestry in Bamayo to explore effective strategies for addressing climate change in their communities. Organized by members of an association known in French as Convergence des Femmes du Cameroun sur le changement climatique, the forum provides a comprehensive approach to climate education, equipping participants with the knowledge and tools necessary to combat the impact of climate change at both local and national levels. Rita Yosenbaum now joins us live from Bamayo. Hello, Rita.
Good afternoon, patients, and thanks for joining me at the National Forestry School in Bamayo, where over 200 women from all corners of Cameroon have come together to be empowered on climate change issues through an engaging mix of discussions, presentations, exhibitions, and sales. These women are eagerly learning how to make a tangible difference in their communities. The event also includes various stands showcasing locally made Cameroon products, ranging from cosmetics to agro-food items, all proudly crafted with local resources. There are also workshops offering practical training in valuable skills such as soap making, eco-friendly fish smoking, and nursery setup. These activities not only promote sustainable practices but also equip participants with knowledge to start income-generating ventures once they return home. Rita Yosembom, reporting from the National Forestry School in Bamayo.
Thank you, Rita Yosembom. And on to something else, a workshop aimed at raising awareness about phytoscience stem cell therapy is currently underway in Douala. The two-day event is organized by a group of phytosanitary Cameroonians based in Switzerland who are offering a range of tailored treatments and products designed to alleviate various serious diseases. Madon Kwele Bezatier provides further insight in this report.
Health experts say food produced in industries with fertilizers or certain types of pesticides is one of the causes of several serious diseases that can lead to death. With this in mind, phytoscience experts are offering various palliatives based on natural plants or plant-derived products for better health. The workshop organized in Douala by a group of Cameroonian phytoscientists based in Switzerland seeks to raise awareness on these aspects. Dr. Ngo Fritz is an expert.
People have been heard of chronic malign tumors like cancers, the leukemia with cancer of the blood, gastrointestinal problems, hemophilia. All these diseases nowadays have a complete cure. So this is the message we are bringing.
Phytoscience also wants to contribute to reducing the loss of stem cells, which medics say the human body loses between 500 and 20,000 stem cells cells per day. Through plant cell biotherapy, this science will enable the regeneration of an individual stem cell, thereby providing long life. Phytoscience hence comes as a miracle health solution for the population. Madon Kwele Beza, CRTV News, Douala.
The Bafoussam Regional Hospital, in partnership with the Swiss University Teaching Hospital in Geneva, is screening women against cervical cancer. The free campaign has been targeting women between the ages of 30 to 49 years. The health officials, in the meantime, have been laying emphasis on girls and boys between 9 to 15 years who are not sexually active. Eric Lamia Wufo tells us more.
The screening process starts with an educational talk, followed by the checkup proper. An official at the cervical cancer screening unit of the Bafoussam Regional Hospital, Yvonne Kamonye, states that the women are individually involved in the examination procedure.
They test their self, what we call auto-prelevement, because here is each woman that take his specimen.
The Bafoussam Regional Hospital Cervical Cancer Unit has for the past 1 year screened close to 2,000 women.
From September 2003 till today, we have tested about 1,900 women, among which 450 were tested positive. Among the 450, there were about 3 cases of cancer, and the 3 cases have been treated free of charge.
Women involved in a screening exercise suggest that knowing one's status is vital. The health unit is also involved in the screening of boys and girls between 9 to 14 years against cervical and prostate cancer. They say this stage is known as a primary prevention stage. Eric Langmia Wufo, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
And on to one of our headline stories. As of July 2024, the inflation rate in Cameroon stands at 5.7%, nearly double the 3% tolerance threshold in the CEMAC sub-region. Reports from the National Institute of Statistics indicate that the surge is primarily driven by rising food prices and transportation costs. Colette Jani notes that the situation has diminished the purchasing power of many Cameroonians, creating a sense of uncertainty among the population.
The Central African Economic and Monetary Community, CEMAC, has an inflation limit of 3%. This means that the 6 member states, which includes Cameroon, Central African Republic, Chad, Congo, Equatorial Guinea and Gabon, aim to keep their inflation rates below this threshold to maintain economic stability. Currently, Cameroon's inflation rate is above the CEMAC limit, averaging 5.7% as of July 2024. These, according to the National Institute of Statistics, is mainly driven by increases in food prices and transport costs, thereby reducing purchasing power of Cameroonians. Miche is a Yaoundé inhabitant.
I don't know what the government can do in such a way that us, we can buy things and satisfy the children at home. You cook just one day and it will finish. Meanwhile, if there's a decline, foodstuff, at least you buy something. Times are hard now. It's not easy to have money in such a way that you will go and buy things for the month in the market.
In order to stabilize the situation, the government of Cameroon has been increasing the supply of food products and market supplies. However, economists believe there is still a need to continue to open more food production areas and improve road infrastructure if the CEMAC target of 3% must be attained.
Rising living costs have prompted housewives in the North region to adopt moderate spending strategies. Many prefer to buy food items in larger quantities to minimize daily decision-making. They report that this approach is more cost-effective. Maimuna Njoya tells us more.
Inhabitants of the North region are gripped in an inflationary spiral. The rising prices of basic commodities makes it difficult to appreciate other aspects, such as the low transportation costs. Many people are beginning to feel that life in the North region is not as bearable as before. But in the same way, family heads are struggling every other day to meet primary needs, so too are housewives devising the best strategies possible Umu Hamdiya is a housewife.
I noticed that when you buy in bulk, it is more advantageous. And also cooking large quantity. I cook twice a week. Go to the market only on a Saturday.
There is no doubt that many families in the North region go through financial stress, especially now that the October 2024 survey from the Economic Policy Institute shows that 40% of the Cameroonian population is poor. Whatever the case, each and everyone keeps going. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimuna Joya for CRTV News.
Discussions on land, state and property issues are on the way in Douala. This is at a workshop organized by the Parliamentary Network of Insurance, Banking and Currency, REPA. It is chaired by Honorable Belnid Jumeni and attended by representatives from banking institutions, lawyers and property owners, among others. Details with Bidmia Atang Tabara.
They all gathered, committed to proposing possible solutions to the cries of Cameroonians on land tenure reforms. Honorable Manjo Nestus Fur is a member of parliament at the National Assembly.
The National Assembly has instructed the network to carry out a lot of consultation such that the land tenure code, which is in production or in gestation, should reflect the worries and concerns of the people of Cameroon.
According to Metro Chane George, a solicitor at the National Chamber of Solicitors in Cameroon, the government should revisit the 1974 law, which covers land issues in Cameroon.
In our country today, we have youth that are entrepreneurs. We have youth that occupy many functions in the society who cannot get a land title due to their age. The government should try to see how they can implicate many ministries and to see how they can put on a certain strategy in order to securize land tenure in Cameroon.
It is therefore imperative for a new code to be implemented to avoid any worries on land issues. Bidmia Atang Tabara, CRTV News, Douala.
Now in sports, Paul Autonom of Douala Volleyball Club have moved to the top of the table of the ongoing Africa Zone 4 Club Championship in the Republic of Congo with 14 points. They defeated local side Garde the Republican by 3-0 in their day 6 outing today. Harrison Ashu, Tiku reports.
Port Autonom of Douala outplayed local side Garde Republican Volleyball Club this morning by 3-0, recording the scores of 25-20, 25-22 in the last two sets. Following the victory, the Douala Club is a win away from being crowned champions of the ongoing Africa Zone 4 Volleyball Championship in the men's category. In the meantime, Little Volleyball Club of Douala, who have won all their first four matches in the women's category, are currently playing against St. Michel Volleyball Club of the Republic of Congo. The outcome of the match has no consequence for the Cameroon champions, as they will be playing against another local side, DJSP, in the final this Wednesday.
In more sports news, the government of Cameroon through the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education has promised to support the third edition of the Festival of the Organization of Banana and Plantain Sector. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Mwele-Kambi, who promised to put at the disposal of the organizers the Japoma Stadium in Douala and the Olembe Stadium for the two matches to pit former Indomitable Lions of Cameroon against Brazil, was speaking today in Yaoundé while receiving members of the organization of the Banana and Plantain Festival. Details with Ben Collins Nuberuo.
Sonia Tsef, ancien international brésilien. Je vous donne rendez-vous au Cameroun le 7 décembre à Douala.
A video circulating on social media reveals that former Brazilian national football team players, including Ronaldinho, Sonny Anderson and Douglas Maicon, have pledged to participate in the third edition of the Banana and Plantain Festival in Douala and Yaoundé. Inspired by this commitment, the organizers of the festival, led by the president of the Organization of Actors of Banana and Plantain Sector in Cameroon, sought government support from the Ministry of Sport and Physical Education. Minister Narcisse Mwele-Kambi, after carefully considering their request, promised to back the festival's organization, recognizing its potential to promote Cameroon's global image. He emphasized the importance of strictly adhering to all sporting engagements. The Japuma Sports Complex will host a friendly football match between Brazil's former national team players and their Cameroonian counterparts on December 7, 2022. Both sides will meet again in Yaoundé on the 14th of December, 2024. As innovation, the festival will also feature a golf tournament pitting Brazilian golfers against their Cameroonian counterparts. This addition aims to develop and promote golf as one of Cameroon's emerging sports disciplines.
International
entre les légendes brésiliennes et les légendes camerounaises.
The 2024 Open Golf Tournament, organized by the National Hydrocarbons Corporation, the SNH, has rounded off in the capital city with Otto Philippe emerging winner of the competition. The crowning ceremony was presided at by Nathalie Modiki, Director of Legal Affairs at the SNH, who represented the Executive General Manager of the company, officials from the oil and gas sector, and the President of African Petroleum Producers Organization, Omar Farouk Ibrahim, attended the ceremony. PELSA covered the finals of the tournament and compiled the following report for the news.
After 5 days competing at the golf club of Yaoundé, the golfers affirmed their contentment to the National Hydrocarbons Corporation for organizing and reviving such a tournament that regrouped golf lovers from petroleum-rich nations in Africa and showcased the sports discipline in Cameroon. The vice president of Golf Club de Yaoundé, Dr. Mbonji Peter, throws more light.
We thank SNH for this tournament. We thank them for all what they invest for this. They have made a lot of people happy. And we hope that as it has started that way, it will just increase and we will have more and more or better and better tournament.
In the ceremony to crown the tournament, the golfers were awarded petroleum symbolic trophies, golf equipment, cash prizes that summed up to 16 million francs CFA, and a special token from the SNH Executive General Manager Adolphe Moudiki. The winner of the tournament, Otto Philippe, received a special cash prize from the National Hydrocarbons Corporation.
I thank the SNH for this opportunity. It is the first time that we experience in such emerging winner. It's due to my determination and constant training. I'm looking forward to upcoming tournaments.
Nathalie Moudiki, in her capacity as Legal Affairs Director at the SNH and representative of the Executive General Manager of the Corporation, commended the sportsmanship that was demonstrated through the harmonious blend between the professional and amateur golfers. The Secretary General of the African Petroleum Producers Organization, Omar Farouk Ibrahim, and other guests present were visibly impressed by the community of golf enthusiasts in Cameroon. PELSA, CRTV Center.
And now this.
Gain time, pay tuition and examination fees in just few seconds and in a very safe way. Dial *126*007# or go to minesecpay.cm. Enter your matricule, pay and download your receipt.
Now to end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. International experts have converged on Yaoundé for a three-day capacity-building workshop on public key directory to upgrade knowledge on cryptographic keys related to the validation of e-passport information. And the situation of rising food prices and transportation costs is diminishing the purchasing power of many Cameroonians, creating a sense of uncertainty among the population. And in sport, Paul Tounom of Douala Volleyball Club have moved to the top of the table in the ongoing Africa Zone 4 Club Championship taking place in the Republic of Congo. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Patience Wingo. Up next is a summary of the news in French with Eliane Matingum. Good afternoon.
Bon après-midi. Sécurité internationale, le Cameroun se positionne comme leader en matière d'aviation civile en Afrique. 99 experts de 14 pays prennent part à un atelier de renforcement des capacités ouvert ce matin à Yaoundé. Les travaux étaient présidés par le délégué général à la sûreté nationale, Martin Bargangele, en présence du ministre des Transports et du secrétaire d'État à la Défense en charge de la gendarmerie nationale. Entre autres sujets au menu, le nouveau passeport biométrique et les nouvelles normes en matière de sécurité. Le Cameroun, pays à revenu intermédiaire de la tranche inférieure, selon le FMI, connaît une inflation modérée. 5,9% à la fin de 2023. Celle-ci devrait continuer à reculer pour atteindre 5,5% d'ici la fin de 2024. Des perspectives qui doivent permettre de secouer le joug de l'inflation, car jusqu'ici, 2 Camerounais sur 5 vivent en dessous du seuil de pauvreté, d'après 2 rapports d'enquête menés auprès des ménages par l'Institut national de la statistique. L'Organisation des producteurs de pétrole africain APO organise ses réunions statutaires 2024, notamment la 19e réunion ordinaire du Conseil exécutif et la 46e session ordinaire du Conseil des ministres. C'est à l'effet d'établir des partenariats fructueux pour le développement de l'industrie du pétrole en Afrique. La rencontre qui se tient à Yaoundé est placée sous le très haut patronage du président de la République, Paul Biya. Sport, 10e championnat d'Afrique des clubs seniors de volleyball zone 4. La 6e journée se dispute à Brazzaville au Congo. L'Ito Team affronte à ce moment le club Saint-Michel chez les dames. En matinée, dans le tableau monsieur, le port autonome de Douala a battu Garde républicaine du Congo ce matin par 3-7-0 et monte en tête du classement avec 14 points. Ces nouvelles et bien d'autres seront développées au cours du journal grand format le 17-18.